You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mark Preston, founder and CEO of Social Incorporated, parent company of Ananobox, an innovative hardware company focused on providing internet security, privacy, and freedom for all users. Mark, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
How you doing? Thanks for having us on.
And you're certainly welcome and certainly looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. Now, what benefits does Ananobox provide users, and who is this technology ideal for? Let's start there.
Sure. So Ananobox adds a robust layer of privacy and anonymity to your browsing habits. What it provides is through embedded Tor solutions or VPN solutions, it provides a greater level of anonymity when it comes to tracking big data, cookies, let's say hackers that are trying to get into your computer, or any sort of other data collection mechanisms. It's not exactly something that would be 100% foolproof, and nothing out there in this realm should ever be considered that. If someone tells you that, you should run for the hills. Basically, it's a device that adds a layer of anonymity and privacy, where it's up to the end user how they could potentially expose themselves to stay away from things, you know, such as fingerprinting. What I mean by that is if you were using this device for, you know, your online browsing needs to remain private, in order to keep yourself private, you probably wouldn't want to log into your personal Gmail, et cetera. So these devices add that layer, and the target market goes from your soccer mom all the way up to your IT tech. Anybody with any sort of need for protecting their data or keeping it anonymous.
Mark, if you would, what does Ananobox's technology offer that other competitors do not, and how does Ananobox better anonymize online life?
How is it better than current? Well, there are a few current solutions. Those out there that would be considered competitors have, for the most part, piggybacked on the Ananobox name. Ananobox was first to market on Kickstarter with this privacy sort of router, and there's a lot of people that followed and copied it. I would say, given our first to market and the level of experience we have with the Tor network and VPN providers, et cetera, that are built into the router, we sort of lead the forefront there. The secondary part of your question, sorry, that slipped my mind there.
No problem. How does Ananobox better anonymize online life?
Certainly. So it uses the Tor network, which was something created by the military back in the 90s, I want to say. Don't quote me on that. And this was created for their own anonymity and privacy online and used internally. In the early 2000s, I believe it became open source and the Tor project took it over. And basically what it is a relay of servers that your traffic is bounced through to anonymize it. And the exit node, or where you come out, the website that you searched for and went to, is, we'll see statistics on their Google Analytics or whatever other tracking software they have that would say something to the effect that here's someone from Germany when you're really in Los Angeles and your IP address is associated with that German IP address, et cetera. And so what it's doing is sort of scrambling where you're coming from and the data that could be collected around you. So the easiest way to explain it is if you've seen those retargeting ads that follow you around, maybe you went to a shopping site and looked at a certain pair of shoes or something, you got off that, and in your Facebook newsfeed a minute later and banner ads all over the web, there's ads for that product. Basically, what this is doing is creating a vacuum of sorts where that data can't be tracked. Well, where that data can is harder to track back to you and match any sort of ads like that, because the cookies that could potentially be saved have nothing to do with you.
From my understanding, Anonybox offers a variety of Tor and VPN routers. What differentiates the available products from one another?
Sure thing. So the original, which is the first product to market, is a Tor embedded router with easy access to Tor. And so what we do is literally the instructions are almost as simple as plug it in and turn it on. You plug this in with your in between your ISP or your Wi-Fi router and your computer. It gives off a Wi-Fi signal so you can connect to your desktop via your desktop or mobile devices and easily be right onto the Tor network, anonymizing what you're doing online as long as you don't fingerprint yourself. Second to that would be the Fox, and the Fox solution is exactly like the original, only it comes with an admin interface. So it's a little bit more for your non-soccer mom type that want to control some of the interface and how it works through the Tor network. And so they can change the SSID that it gives off, the password, they can choose their exit nodes, and hundreds of other features. From there, we move into the Tunneler, which is a dedicated VPN router. And so through the Tunneler, the VPN, we have VPN providers built in, and instead of using the Tor network, it uses VPN solutions as well as OpenVPN, so people could choose their own VPN source to create an easy little interface connection to a VPN provider. Now, we also have partnered with companies like Hide My Ass. Their HMA services are built into our router, as well as coming up next week, we'll release the Viper VPN integration, where people can choose from those two providers, if they have them, an easy, extremely easy connection where they put in their username and password on our backend interface, and they tunnel right through to their given VPN provider. Finally, from there, we've got about 5 or 6 other VPN providers we'll be adding in the next couple months. And finally, that brings me to the Pro. Anonybox Pro is basically everything we've talked about in one. So it's your Tor embedded and VPN embedded solution with the admin interface and backend, and all parts of what I just mentioned are baked into there.
Certainly awesome technology, isn't it? Today we are joined by Mark Preston, founder and CEO of Social Incorporated, parent company of Anonybox, an innovative hardware company focused on providing internet security, privacy, and freedom for all users here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Now, Mark, your parent company Social has many subsidiaries, including Proximatel and the popular HelloTel app, in addition to Anonybox. What lessons learned from serving as CEO of multiple entities have you applied to your latest technologies?
Well, I come from a little background on myself. When I was 11, I started programming in C++, and I was really at that forefront of the internet age. I've always been an entrepreneur. Filed for my first patent when I was about 13, I went to file, but someone had taken it. And so I've always been the entrepreneur type. Throughout college, I actually got a degree in forensic anthropology, skeletal biology, and never used it. I opened a gym right out of college, a mixed martial arts gym, like the UFC sort of stuff you see on TV. And from there, I took care of all the business side of that business. Financials, website, et cetera. And through creating the website and its popularity here in town, started getting referral work and ended up building Social Media 180 about 7 years ago. Social Media 180 took off, and that was the bread and butter there for about 7 years. So I really took my past experience and entrepreneurial spirit and have applied it to all these different businesses. There's also a really good article out there that Entrepreneur Magazine did about myself as a serial entrepreneur couple months back. That's a really good read if you look it up. It's 5 traits of serial entrepreneurs. And I think my past experience always, I don't want to say I was born with it, but a lot of it comes from, in my opinion, just for myself, genetically, this is how I'm wired. I come up with new business ideas all the time, and some of them stick and are good, and some we pass on. But that entrepreneurial spirit and drive that I was sort of born with gets applied to all these companies.
Also, Mark, given your visibility in the tech world with the success of the HelloTel app, what advice would you give to one who is developing their own technology? We have a lot of developers that do listen to the show as well. And have you found that there is a formula or pattern to becoming successful?
Well, first off, it's going to be hard work, and you can immediately spot an entrepreneur and versus a serial entrepreneur versus the normal public by their work ethic and dedication. So if you expect to be an entrepreneur and successful and want to work 4 to 6 hours a day, you're not going to go anywhere, I can tell you right now. You have to be willing to put in, like I've done myself for years, and in the last 2 years worked 12 to 15 hour days, 7 days a week. You got to be able to put in that work and that drive to get to where you want to be from A to B. If you don't have that, you know, that I don't know if you can teach yourself that, but it would be good to try, I guess. From there, I would say the next part of my formula is mentorship. And I mean that both for the individual to be mentored and to be mentoring someone else. So a really good lesson that I've learned is throughout the years to have older mentors that I'm relying on for information, expertise, and their what they've seen in life as far as the business world. And then I also give back on that sense, mentoring someone else that's a little bit younger, up and coming with their own business. And it really allows you to see the full spectrum of the entrepreneurial world. Those are my two keys to success. There's a number of other things that help, but if you can start with some of those basics and build a foundation, you can start layering in other ideas and different things that'll work for you.
Mark, we want to thank you for your time and for sharing the offerings of Anana Box and your advice and insight in all regards. Thanks so much for that. Where can listeners get more information about Anana Box and how can they be in touch as well?
Certainly. So our main corporate holding for our 5 subsidiaries is Social Inc., and that's SOCHULE.com. The sort of a play on the word social, like social media. And then the company we've talked about the most part today was Anana Box. ANONABOX.com. And the other subsidiaries, just high leveling real quick, are Proximitel, that's PROXIMITEL.com, HelloTelApp.com, and then we also own SocialMedia180.com. So we've got our hands in software, website development, mobile app development, hardware, and just about everything in between on the digital world. And then direct emails can also be sent to Mark, M-A-R-C, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, at social, SOCHULE.com.
Mark, it has been our pleasure once again to have had you. All the success, and certainly look forward to a future conversation with an update right here on Enterprise Radio.
That sounds great. Thanks for having us.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mark Preston, founder and CEO of Social Incorporated, parent company of Anana Box, an innovative hardware company focused on providing internet security, privacy, and freedom for all users. And for more information, simply visit ananabox.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.